Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting since 2005, you're listening to Gamertag Radio with your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
All right, welcome to Gamertag Radio, episode 1092. This is your host, Danny, and joining me for this episode is Pete. What's going on, Pete?
What's up, dude? How you doing? How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good.
Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you. It was wild last week, man. Very, very wild. And I'm glad that a lot of people liked my interview with Keanu Reeves. I posted the full interview on the show. So if you're listening to this episode and you skipped the episode 1091, make sure to download that episode and listen to it. It was a great conversation with Keanu. Super cool guy, man. Really, really cool guy. So the behind the scenes stories about that one, it was very last minute. And CD Projekt Red and also Evolve, a PR agency, shout out to them. They hit me up. They wanted me to interview him for Telemundo. So I recorded the whole thing in English, and then I had to re-record the questions in Spanish for the production crew that could edit it and right before it went to air. And dude, we slept late that night, man. I think the producer that edited it, he slept for like 2 hours because we got the video really, really late from the team, you know. So yeah, it was really cool, man. Really cool. What you thought about the interview, Pete? I sent you the raw version.
We saw it. Honestly, I have not seen the raw version of it. I just listened to what it was on the podcast.
Okay. So, okay.
But
cool.
I mean, it was first and foremost, congratulations. I know I said I said it to you on Twitter the other day, but still, it's an amazing accomplishment to see us. In general, right? When I say us, I mean GTR, but to see you and Paris both just explode over the last couple of months, and in particular, like just the last few weeks has just been amazing for you guys, just from where we were, 8, 10, 12, 13 years ago to now where GTR is, yeah. Is you're in LA, you're doing your things, Paris, obviously with his stuff, it's fantastic. It's great. But as far as the interview went, yeah, that's an amazing get for you, man. That's an amazing accolade to put on an already long accolade list, right? Interviewed, Keanu Reeves for the largest game of the year.
Do you know what? This is going to be our last episode for this year. We're going to take a couple of weeks off because we haven't taken a week at all, at all this year. So I want to mention this, man. This year has been the most challenging, the most busiest, the most stressful for me, for us overall, right? Pete, you went through a lot this year, not having your family there and the whole situation we're in with quarantine, and it was just like a lot, right? And I'm happy with the results of everything that we've been doing this year, man. Getting access to both brand new consoles, that's a plus. That has never happened since I started the show, and it was cool just working with Xbox and now with PlayStation to talk about the consoles on our show. That was really cool, especially me that I moved over here in LA. It's a totally different thing for me, man. So I have to, I'm getting used to the whole time change. I feel like next year it's going to be a lot better. I have a couple of goals I want to do. Like, I'm really going to focus more on doing work like that, like what I did with Telemundo. Now that I have invested on the camera and mics, I'm also talking to other companies. So I want to upgrade. And I know you and Paris have been telling me, Danny, let's upgrade, man. We got to do video. And it's getting there, man. It's getting there. But the podcast is still going strong. I know I posted a couple of stats two weeks ago or so from Spotify. Dude, like, our listenership has grown like a lot. throughout this year, man. So I just want to say thank you to everybody that's been supporting us, man. You know what I'm saying? And I know you guys have choices to listen to a bunch of podcasts, but people are still listening to us, Pete, still listening to us and still supporting us, man. You know what I'm saying? So, and when Pete says us, is us, man. Like whatever I do, it's always, I'm always thinking about my crew, man. P in Paris, always, every single time, man. You know, it's not about me at all. So when I got that interview with Keanu Reeves, man, that was us right there, Pete. You know what I'm saying? Because we did it, man. You know what I'm saying?
No, it was huge.
And I know that's going to be bigger things is going to come up next year. And hopefully this is something I might be announcing this week, I think. I'm not 100% sure if it's going to come up, but it was cool. We just got to continue grinding, man. You know what I'm saying? Doesn't matter where you're at in the world.
For sure.
You got to keep on going, man. So, anything else, Pete?
No, I think that's about it. I say we just get cracking. Let's just get doing. Let's do this.
Wait. Before we do our top five game of the year.
Okay.
Let me do this little, you know, promote the website and everything, and okay. I'll bring a topic that's very, very important. So
let's go.
All right. So head over to gamertagradio.com. Listen to our past episodes there. Make sure to share it with your friends. Family members, everybody, right? If you want to find us on any podcast app, we're there. Just search for Gamer Tag Radio. Make sure to follow us, subscribe, or even post a review. It will help us out big time, man. So also, if you would like to be part of fan mail, here's how you can contact us.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com. Or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, so very quick. I wish Paris was here because I really wanted to talk about Cyberpunk 2077. This is not a review. This is not a hands-on impressions because I told Pete and Paris that let's play as much as possible and we'll talk about it once we come back in January. So, but I do have to mention this, Pete. I have the console version. I know you and Paris have the PC version. From my experience, remember, I have the next-gen console, so I've been talking to also my brother that has the Xbox One X for him, because the next-gen consoles, the Series S, my nephews, they have both of them, right? Both consoles. So I'm loving the game. I love Cyberpunk. I'm playing it nonstop. I think I'm on level 15 right now. I'm doing a lot of the side quests. Here and there, I've been playing the story. But the thing that I want to talk about is I'm a little bit like, I'm disappointed with CD Projekt Red for releasing this on old hardware and not really saying anything about the game until maybe, when was the Night City Wire? It was like maybe like a month ago or so, a couple weeks ago. Right, I think that was the first and last time they showed the Xbox version and also the PlayStation version. When we were excited throughout the years that we got to see Cyberpunk, it wasn't the console version. They were showing us the PC version, and usually when companies show us that, we're thinking, okay, it's gonna be close, similar to that version, right? Every time the game comes out, but it's disappointing seeing old hardware versions. Have you seen the videos of that?
I have,
Pete.
I have, and so there's two different mindsets to that. We do know that part of the delay was as a result of them changing or adding gameplay to accommodate older hardware. And I said this in our Discord earlier this week after it had launched, and there was conversations going on there about how it performed on older hardware. But this is what happens when you, I was going to mention this during our talk later about the top five. This is what happens when you ham-fist a next gen title into last gen hardware. This is exactly why that narrative and that conversation about should games be held back by the last generation of platforms and hardware. Mm-hmm. We've seen that conversation day in and day out on Twitter. And this is one of those reasons to support that it shouldn't. If we know that a game of this, you want to say caliber, or if you want to say a game of this type, the magnitude that this game comes with, talking, you know, mm-hmm. 8 years since its announcement, mm-hmm. then just say, you know what, we're just going to develop it for PC and next gen. You want to play it in that, mm-hmm. play it on those platforms. But we don't want to hamstring the game to make it playable on an Xbox, on a PlayStation 4 or an Xbox One or Xbox One S. If you want to play it on the next gen hardware so you can see it the way we intended and the way it should be played. Unfortunately, that's not the case. And yeah, what's crazy is that CD Projekt Red has always been one of those tentpole developers that always went gamer first. They always listened to their community. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to go and say as far as this was a slap in the face or any of those other it's just a little disappointing to see and hear that, you know, in order to accommodate everyone, we're seeing the detriment of that on the game itself. Because yeah, I'm on a beastly PC, right? 2080 Ti, 32 gigs of RAM, you know, mm-hmm. i9-9900 overclocked, et cetera, blah, 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 blah. And it runs great. Yeah, it's not on a 30 series. I don't have all of the ray tracing effects, but it plays amazing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there's characters that are doing T poses in the middle of a dance club or like whatever. Honestly wish that we wouldn't have seen that. I just wish they would have just turned that around and said, you know what, we're just going to bite down on it. If you want to play it the way it's intended, the way it's supposed to look, get it on next gen or get it on PC and then go from there. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. this is what happens, right? Can't make everybody happy.
No, I agree. But here's the thing though, Pete, the majority of people that purchase that is from old hardware, and
of course
that's not an excuse to say, well, you know, we shouldn't have released it on older. Look, they, when this game was announced, PlayStation 5 wasn't announced, Xbox Series X and S wasn't even announced at all, so this game was supposed to be for last gen. Now that we have the new consoles, yeah, it's running a lot smoother, right, compared to the older consoles, right, but still, like, it's messed up. And it's 8 million people that pre-order. And I know there's going to be even more after the game launches, right? CD Projekt Red always been good at communicating with the, you know, with the fans, with the consumers. You know, we always had a great relationship with them too. Like, I always have a great experience with all their games. Even with The Witcher 3, there were bugs, but there was always brand new updates all the time. So I hope we get to see that through the process of them working on this game. And I know by next spring the game is going to be a lot better, you know. So and this version that I have for the Xbox Series X, and I know people that have the PS5 or the S, that's not even the next gen version yet. That's coming sometime early next year, you know. So it's probably going to look a lot better. So just want to bring that up because I know a lot of people wanted us to bring that up during the show and everything. And I wish Paris was here, but hopefully we could talk about it sometime next year when we all come back from vacation and we play the game for a couple of weeks now. So stay tuned. We just wanted to bring that up very quick, you know, but I love doing this. Every year we have our Game of the Year episode, and this year was a very interesting one, Pete, because this is a year where we were all home, barely going out, and the only thing that were really helping us during quarantine is either movies or video games, man, you know? So we're going to talk about our favorite top five games of the year, but we got to go to the honorable mentions first, man. Or, you know what? Before that, Pete, was there a game that you probably will play it sometime in the future that you haven't played this year that's considered a good game for 2020?
Sorry, I was muted. I'm going to give my disclaimer now. All right. So when we started talking about doing a top five list, and I've been thinking about this over the last couple of weeks before we decided that today we were going to do this. I'm in a different situation or a different category with regards to how you and Paris play, because you guys both have PlayStations, you guys both have Xboxes, and you guys have Switches, right? And in some cases, you guys have some little fandangled little Nintendo little mini screen thing that I thought was really cool, but I never got it. That, exactly.
I only got this, right?
But I came to a quandary. I don't have an Xbox. I don't have a PlayStation console, but I do have a Switch and a Game Pass subscription. But what that means is that this year, no PlayStation games are going to make my list because I personally have not played them. And I think it would be wrong. It'd be unethical for me to actually include those titles without actually playing them.
Okay. Agreed.
So as much as I would love to start saying, oh yeah, Spider-Man Miles Morales, I haven't played it. So I can't say that it's qualifies for Game of the Year. I haven't played Last of Us 2 as much as I'd love to, but I can't put that on my list because I haven't played it. All right. So, I'm just gonna throw that out there first and foremost, right?
Okay. Good. So mention the game that you haven't played, but you would like to play in the future.
I just did. Oh, that's it? Spider-Man, okay. Miles Morales, and Last of Us 2. Obviously, I mean those are games that I know a lot of people have stated is going to be on their Game of the Year list if it's not already at their top of their list. But I haven't played it. And then one other one. Halo Infinite, obviously, but that hasn't come out yet. That won't come out until fall of next year, so we'll wait and see for next year.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. I'll mention one game that a lot of people have been talking about and playing. And actually, I mentioned it to Pete earlier. I'm like, dude, I would like to play Among Us, man, together on the stream. I have never played it. I know there's the mobile version and PC. I've never touched. I know this game is coming out on Xbox Game Pass and for Xbox and PC very soon, so I'll probably try that out. I want to play that with friends, man. I think that will be a good game just for fun, streaming online and everything. So yeah, that's the game that, dude, I have never even touched it, so just want to bring that up very quick. All right, so let's go with the honorable mentions. Pete, you want to start first or you want me to start first?
I'll start first. That's fine. Honorable mention. The first one for me, I actually have four of them this year.
Four. Okay.
Master Chief Collection is the first one for me, simply because Craig ruined it for all of us in 2020. But good old John 117 has been there for me, being able to play Halo 1, 2, 3, 4. And play it on PC. Yeah. To be able to play all of those, to be able to hit tab and switch between the original graphics and the new graphics in real time, to see how well the audio fidelity is improved over the last 10 plus years between those title releases, it's been amazing. And you know, that's why Master Chief Collection hits my honorable mention for this year.
Cool. I have one that I really enjoy this year, but I'm not going to put it in my top five. Minecraft Dungeons is out for Xbox, for every platform.
Okay.
That game, look, this is coming from someone that I don't like Minecraft at all, but something about Minecraft Dungeons really like got my attention. And I'm not like close to level 90. Like that's how much I play that game, man. And I've been playing a lot solo. Here and there, I'll play it, you know, online with friends. But man, the game is so fun, man. So fun. Very challenging. A lot of bosses. Love the story. Love the just collecting loot in the game. Super cool. So yeah, Minecraft Dungeons. Honorable mentions for me, man. The game is a lot of fun.
Not bad. All right. Second honorable mention. I said I have four. Second honorable mention, Star Wars Squadrons. Ooh. Because first, it's Star Wars. Like, you know, you can't go wrong with Star Wars. I mean, Mandalorian, we saw what happened with the Disney investor call the other day. They dropped a bomb on everybody. It's Star Wars. But also, not just because of Star Wars, but also because it's the best dedicated space combat game to come out in 2020. And I'm looking directly at you, right in the eyes, Star Citizen. You've had all these years and all, what, $40 million of crowdfunding, and you still haven't come out of Alpha. So, yeah, Star Wars Squadron. Ooh. Recommend you go check it out and play it. They have a new update coming out. Should be pretty dope mm-hmm. also.
Cool. Another game that I want to bring up, and this is for the Nintendo Switch. It's now in my top five. I really enjoyed this game when it came out.
Oh, God. Paper Mario. Know what you're gonna, oh, I thought you
Paper,
were going elsewhere.
Paper Mario.
All right.
No, Paper right. Mario. Paper Mario. Really, really nice. Cool game. Mandy, we enjoyed it. I know we talked about it on the show and everything too early this year. It's a lot of fun. Good game. Good. Not on my top five, but I think Honorable Mentions is good. I think it was an important game also coming out. Because when this game was announced, it came out like a couple weeks after. Like it was like Nintendo's been doing that a lot lately. They just randomly announce a game, mm-hmm. release it either the same day, same week, or the same month. Super crazy. But yeah, it was a lot of fun playing that game nice. During the summer. So Paper Mario for the Nintendo Switch. Yes.
Who'd have thought? Uh-huh. All right. So mine, mm-hmm. Fall Guys, honorable Ooh. Mention. So I know there was a lot of chatter here, especially at the beginning, right after it came out. There was a lot of chatter about, Fall Guys, game of the year. Distinctly remember, might be a host that's missing on the show saying it was going to be game of the year. Hey, I rode the bandwagon until the hackers ruined it for me. Okay. It was so good. Until the hackers ruined it for me. It got to the point where coming back just wasn't in the cards for me. It stopped being fun simply because of that. So mm-hmm. unfortunately, Fall Guys hits honorable mention. It could have, it should have been, there was so much that it could have been, but it didn't do enough to just get over that last hurdle to get into the top five. So sorry.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, another game that I'm going to bring up, people are probably going to comment about this, but I have to put Cyberpunk 2077 in my honorable mentions. First, the game just came out. Two, I want to take my time with it. Maybe it will change my mind sometime early next year. But and plus, the whole issue was the bugs. Like, I was having issues. Like, my game crashed twice. Or it will freeze up during a mission, and then the game will continue. Like, it was like loading in the background. I had a couple of issues. Now with the new update, it's been a very smoother experience. As of right now, no crashes, thank God. But the game is fun. I just not going to put in my top five as of right now. I have a totally different list. So just wanted to say that very quick. So yeah, Cyberpunk 2077 is in my honorable mentions. Not on my top five.
Wow.
Not on my top five.
All right. And then my last honorable mention, Microsoft Flight Simulator.
Woo.
All right. And it's a good one. It's fun, but it's too much for me. Like I know that there's people that love it, and it has its merits. Similar impact that we've seen with Cyberpunk 2077. And it's unfortunate that now it was just recently removed from the Xbox One catalog because of the performance issues. And it's not fair to both the platform or the title as a result. And it's one of those games that I think should have been relegated to the next gen only discussion and not try to put it anywhere else. Because, I mean, it's fun, like jumping in the airplane, and then the first thing everybody does, because I know I tried to do it as well, is to fly over your own home and fly over things where you go or you've seen, you know, you've experienced, you know. So when I first got it, yeah, I flew over the apartment in Miami. I flew over where the wife was staying, flew over my parents, flew all the way across the country, you know, over the Atlantic, flew over Switzerland, et cetera. It was really, really cool. So even went so far as to try to fly over some of the, you know, some of the places from work and stuff like that. So it's good, but it's not enough. And it should have just stayed next gen, like I said, and that's unfortunate. That's the negative part of it, but it's still good enough and fun that, you know, it made my honorable mention for Game of the Year.
Well, Pete, very quick, the game was canceled for old Xbox One hardware. It's only going to be on next-gen consoles.
Right, and that's why I said it was unfortunately that it was unfortunate that it was removed due to performance issues. So
yeah. Yeah. So, but hey, it's coming out next year for Game Pass. Yeah. I'm in. All right. Is there anything else? Because I have that. That's all I have.
No, that's mine. That's, and that's why I wanted to go first, because you said you had three and I had four. So it kind of fits perfectly. Yeah, because...
Perfect. All right. Cool.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
So let's go with our top five. We're going to start with number five. And look, for those who are listening, this is our opinion, the games that we play this year, not your favorites, okay? Because people will start getting mad and they're like, oh, well, you didn't put this and that. And everybody's going to have different opinions about games, right? So, all right, so number five, I want to put this game because this game to me came out during the time that was a very dark, dark time for me in New York City, and it helped me out so much playing by myself, playing with friends online. Is it a high budget AAA game? No, but I'll have to say I have to put up Animal Crossing. I felt like that game for the Switch, it came out in a time that we needed that game was just fun, that was very calm. And I feel like everybody was united playing that game. Like it just came out during a perfect time in our lifetime. That it was like a very dark, dark place worldwide, man. So it helped me out a lot, man, in New York City. I was so, so stressed out. And while playing that game, I was smiling the whole time, man. You know, and I had a good time. You know, I haven't played it in a couple months, but the game was just special to me, man. It was a really cool game. So if you have a Nintendo Switch, make sure to cop that game. I think it's a must-have game for any Switch owners. Doesn't matter young and old, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, Animal Crossing, man. And Mandy, we gotta play it again. I haven't tried out the new events there, man. So it was cool. Really okay, there you go. I'm reading the chat where people are saying
okay. So, all right,
so yeah, Animal Crossing.
Surprising that you called it, because that made my top five as well as my number five, Animal Crossing New Horizons. Like you said, mm-hmm. it was the unabashed darling of the pandemic, right? Mm-hmm. Not just for gamers, but for non-gamers, not, you know, for more of the casual people. Cause I had people from work who were like looking for a Nintendo Switch so that they could play it while on, you know, while being stuck at home, work from home, stuff like that. So yeah, I loved and hated Tom Nook. Still have nightmares about turnip prices and broken tools. Mm-hmm. But yeah, if there was a game that brought people together from all walks of life, from all different communities, it was Animal Crossing New Horizon. The ability to jump and like reach out and like go see other people's islands and realize just how bad of a designer you are. Because I remember I've gone to a few people's, you know, islands and like seen like whole massive estates and different houses and places and things to do, and then go back to my rinky-dink island and look how crappy and how much time I am not investing and spending time and making it look worthwhile for other people to visit. Gary Whitta exploded, getting like not just gaming industry folks out onto his show, but you know, utilizing the game itself and creating a talk show, kind of like whether it be David Letterman or like Jimmy Kimmel, but having a show centered around that, but expanding out and getting like celebrities and things like that. It was really, really cool. Animal Crossing, New Horizon, number five game of the year.
Yeah. Now I want to say this, cause I know people are going to be saying, Danny, but isn't that a AAA? What are you talking about? Is Nintendo.
Who cares? Look,
okay. I just want to say this. I feel like Mario Odyssey game, right? Mm-hmm. That came up for the Switch. That to me is a AAA. Like you could tell the budget that they spent marketing and everything, right? There was no marketing with Animal Crossing at the beginning. There was nothing. It was like word of mouth. And the game sold over 20 something million copies within like two, three months. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm trying to say. Like I didn't get to see that amount of advertising on TV compared to like a game like Odyssey that came up for the Switch, or even Mario Kart, that there was a high budget game for that one. It was even for the Wii U. That's the thing I'm trying to say. So yeah, it might be for Nintendo, but I'm saying from the outside looking, I didn't feel like it was a triple A game. That's all. That's what I'm saying. So please don't attack me or anything like that, man. All right. So anyways, okay.
But
so
but that's, going back to that conversation though, who cares? Yeah. Who cares? No, it's been out for 20 years. It's you know, I know Rihanna just said it in the chat. It's been out for 20 years. But who cares whether it's an individual one person in grandma's basement developing the game or it's a 20-year AAA IP from a major developer? Who cares? If it's good, it's good. And if it qualifies to make your personal top five or mine in that regards, that's great. If it doesn't fit, you know, what you're saying, that's exactly why you threw out the disclaimer at the beginning. This is a subjective top five. It's our independent top five lists. You don't like it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, go make fried eggs.
Okay. All right. Number four. This game surprised me, Pete. This game surprised me big time. I've never been a fan of the series at all, and I just started playing it because of Xbox Game Pass. Yakuza, Like a Dragon, that came out for Xbox. I know it also came out for the PS4. Or it's coming out with PS4. I'm not sure. Let me know if I'm wrong. But it's coming out PS5 later this year. I'm a huge JRPG guy. Like, I love turn-based RPG. Yakuza Like a Dragon is a fun, fun game. I'm like the last chapter, right close to the final boss. Because I was trying to finish it right before Cyberpunk. And I haven't finished it yet. But the game is phenomenal. It's one of the biggest surprise for me this year, 2020. Again, I'm not a fan of Yakuza. This game now is going to make me go play the previous old games of Yakuza series, man. So I know, shout out to Jeff Rubenstein, also Brittany from What's Good Games. They're always telling me, Danny, you got to try it out. You got to try it out. You know, and even Tony Polanco, shout out to him too, man. The game is so much fun, dude. A lot of fun. Now, Yakuza Like a Dragon is not like the typical Yakuza games, because those are more like beat 'em up. Think of it like a Streets of Rage, that type of game, right? But Like a Dragon is RPG, JRPG, turn-based, like that type of style. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of fun. I've been having a blast. Story is really, really good. A lot of twists and surprises, and very challenging. Very, very challenging game too, man. So make sure to check it out. Yakuza Like a Dragon. If you have an Xbox One or Xbox Series X or S, make sure to check it out. It's not on Game Pass, but you could try out the older Yakuza games on Game Pass.
So I'd like to throw a conversation. It's just a twist. I know we're still doing our top five, but this is just like a tangent conversation for Yakuza. Mm-hmm. For me personally, Sleeping Dogs has always been the top Asian action mafia Yakuza style game. Mm-hmm. Which would you prefer? Having now played Yakuza, would you prefer Yakuza or Sleeping Dogs?
I think Yakuza.
Why?
I felt, in my opinion, was a better story, and all the like. There's people that even were telling me that if you play the older games, there's stuff in the new game that relates to the older games. Like, everything is just, everything relates. It relates big time. And there's always freaking surprises in that game, man. That I'm like, what? Like, it surprises me big time. So, and I'm having a good, like, I played Sleeping Dogs. It was a good game, but it wasn't for me. Like, I got bored after a while, and I've been having a blast with Yakuza more than that game, in my opinion.
Fair enough. Okay, good. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Number four for me, Call of Duty Warzone.
So can I ask you something about that?
Sure.
Is Warzone considered a 2020 game or a 2019 game?
So because of the split out from 2020, where they made it free to play, et cetera, that's why I threw it on there.
Okay.
And who doesn't love them some Call of Duty, some good old Call of Duty? And also, Infinity War and Activision's decision to keep it a separate download and free to play was just a delightful change of pace, especially from a notorious publisher such as them. and it paid back in spades at the end of the day. Traditionally, the king of sales at the holiday season, them launching this version of it, was it February or March of this year? Did nothing but help print money for, you know, via microtransactions on them and for anyone who wanted to customize their weapons and their fits. So at the end of the day, I threw it out there as my top four because it's Call of Duty. It's Warzone. It's fun. It's still one of the most top viewed games on Twitch. Like, I can sit there and watch people play it, and I can jump in there and play it. I know myself, Mandy, and one of our former community manager, you know, David, you know, the three of us, and yeah, because it's three people, the three of us would jump in. We started doing, was it Payload, I think is what it was called? The mode in there where you got to go in and you have to collect the bags after you shoot people and collect money and put it on. It was so much fun. It was actually more fun for me than the actual BR version of Warzone. So, mm-hmm. You know, it was a lot of fun. And that's at the end of the day, that's why we jump on these platforms and play video games, right? It's to go out and have fun. And it was a blast. It was an extreme blast. So that's why I threw it up there for my number four game of the year.
Dude, that's a good one. All right. Number three. Whew. This game is very special to me, Pete. I go way back. Back in the days with this game. So when this game was announced, I believe it was like 2-3 years ago, I was super excited. I had a lot of questions about multiplayer, soundtrack, who's working on it, and so on. So the game came out earlier this year, and it was during the time that we were on quarantine, right? Streets of Rage 4. Holy crap. Look, I even did multiple episodes of GTR. Make sure to listen to it. I did one that had a conversation with Tony. We reviewed the game. I also had the person that worked on the soundtrack, also the composer. And woo, Streets of Rage 4, man, intense. One of my favorite games of this year. Greatest soundtrack of this year. Story relates to the past games that got released for the Sega Genesis, Super Nintendo, and so on. So, man, I can't wait for new content that's coming out for this game in the future. Multiplayer is a lot of fun. I play this nonstop. And the good thing is, if you're a fan of the game from Streets of Rage 1 and 2, you could also change the soundtrack to a retro version, or you could even change the graphics if you want retro, if you like that style. But, man, the game looks beautiful. I highly, highly recommend to download that game if you have any platform, PC, consoles, old or new. Make sure to download that game. It's one of the best games, man, of this year, man. Streets of Rage 4. Love that game so much.
Not bad. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Here's where we start getting into the meat and potatoes of our top five, right? All right. Here it goes. So number three, Among Us.
Good one.
All right. So originally Fall Guys would have probably been in this spot, but obviously, like I mentioned before, the hackers ruined it and I never went back. But Among Us, the simplicity of the game in and of itself is what draws people into that game. But it's the mental aspect that keeps them coming back. Not to mention the ease of entry, because all you need is a device with internet. Right, whether you're on your phone, you're on an iPad or a tablet, or you're on you're on PC, etc. I'm glad to see it's coming up to Game Pass, so it's just going to open it up for more people. But man, once you start playing it and you get the hang of it and you start setting people up, oh my God, it's so much fun, and it's the emotional distress when you figure it out, you know. That when you mention, you're like yelling and screaming at your phone that it's that it's person X and nobody's been listening to you, and then person X goes through and systematically kills everybody.
Yeah.
It's so much fun. And I agree. We've been talking about this for months and we've never done it. So I think we're just gonna have to sit down and just do it, man.
Let's do it today. I'm down for today. I'm down. Let's see. I'm free.
Let's do it.
No, but it's good. You know what, man? Look, that's the game that even got AOC to stream
on
Twitch.
Yeah.
To get people to vote. You know, like it's a very. I put that game up there with Animal Crossing too. Like a change. It's cool to see a lot of people united playing that game, man. Doesn't matter if it's mobile, PC, and I'm glad it's coming up for Xbox and Game Pass also next year. So let's do it. I'm ready to play it. All right. Ooh, number two, man. This one was a good game too, man. I was debating, should I put this number one, number two, number one? I was like back and forth for a couple of days. I had that on my mind the whole time. This game also came out during the same time as Animal Crossing. Doom Eternal. The game is freaking fire. More challenging than the first game. Have you played the first one, Pete?
I don't know. You haven't said it.
The game is freaking fire. Fire.
Oh, that's the name of the title? Fire?
Fire.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought you were just like describing it. The game is fire. No, and I'm so-
no, Doom Eternal, Pete.
No, you didn't even say the name. You didn't even say the name of the game. No, that's why I'm sitting here. Like, you're like, the game is fire. And I'm like, okay, all right. So what's the title? And you're like, have you ever played it? I'm like, oh, I don't know. I've never played the game Fire.
I thought I said Doom Eternal. My bad. Doom Eternal. My bad. Doom Eternal. Hey, we do this live. I could care less. Don't care. I effed up. It's all good. Doom Eternal. The first one, Pete. Doom. Have you played Doom? The original Doom,
yes.
was it 2018?
Yes.
Was it 2018?
Okay. Yes.
Phenomenal game. This one is way harder than the first one. Soundtrack is even better. Lots of new things you could do in this game. I know the Switch version just came out like a couple of days ago. I think it was like Friday of last week. Yeah. So I don't know how it plays in the system, but if you have PC or console, make sure to download it. It's a phenomenal, phenomenal game. Greatest soundtrack. It's very intense. Like, even my brother hit me up saying, yo, when I start playing this game and there's so many enemies, like, and the music gets crazier, like, you start sweating, you get like nervous, you're like, ah, where to go. Like, it's very fast paced. It's a very, very cool experience, and highly, highly recommend it. And yes, Doom is fire, but it's Doom Eternal. Go download it. It's a good game. Really, really dope. And I apologize for my F up.
No. So apparently the chat here is saying that you did say it, but I did not hear you. And I was sitting here paying attention, waiting to hear what you said, and it just didn't come out. And I'm just sitting here like, all right.
Oh, so I did. Okay. So I'm not going crazy. Okay.
So who knows? Who knows? All right. Or maybe you just paid off everybody to say that you said it.
But yeah. Thank you, everybody. Everybody's going to get money. Thank you for supporting me.
Clip that. And if you don't get paid, take it to court. Anyways, all right, so number two, I know this is probably going to hit a lot of buttons here, but I don't care because this is my opinion, and if you don't like it, hit the follow, hit the subscribe, and do it anyways.
All right, let me
Cyberpunk
do it. Right
2077.
Now.
Bugs number and glitches. Two. Yeah, bugs and glitches aside, and maybe it's the hype built up over the last 8+ years, but my God. And look, I don't have a yellow chair. I got blocked by Jason Schreier. I don't care. But the breadth of things to do in this game is just amazing, right? Yes, I knew what I was expecting in as far as that. Having played, you know, The Witcher 3, I knew it was going to be nothing but quests and side quests, and just drilling that down into your brain. But I think it hit the hype meter at, you know, like when we started going to the viewings at E3 and you know, all the hype videos, and it's me and my friend back in the States, like, we've been talking about, this is one of those games that got me back into PC gaming before, just based on the hype, knowing that it was coming up. Is what got me, it's what drove me to, you know, go deeper and deeper into PC gaming and being able to play it. Yes, I'm fortunate enough to have a rig that can support it and play it and not have the bugs, but I do recognize and understand that, yeah, could it have used a few more months in the oven to bake? Yeah. But like I said earlier, should it have been locked as a next-gen PC title only? Yeah, that's my opinion. It's unfortunate. All things considered, yeah, I've seen some bugs here, but I can't name you a game that hasn't had a bug in the last 10 years, right? That said, for me personally. Again, I know there's people in the chat, there's people listening via the podcast. I know people are probably going to take my words and mix them up and throw their own little spin and narrative at it. But for me, it's the number two game of the year. I love it.
Okay. It's I completely understand. Look, for me, I put it honorable mentions, personally for me, but mm-hmm. I understand where P is coming from. So it's all good. All right. So the number one game, and I'm a huge fan of this studio. I love all their games.
I'm curious because I've got a game that you do not. Okay. Right. Let's okay. go. Let's go. Okay. Let's go. Right. Let's go. Right. I'm here.
All right. And I was also wrong. I thought the game was going to be, it was going to be okay, you know. I felt like at first, before the game came out, I thought it was going to be like one of those like DLC expansion, like out here and that's it. But no, it's actually pretty good, man. Spider-Man Miles Morales. Okay. I played it for the PS5. And a couple of things. The story was so good that even playing the game towards further in the game, like I got emotional. Like I also felt like I felt like I was back home. You know, my mom lives in East Harlem. The game takes place in East Harlem. So seeing that vibe, I was all over the place playing that game, dude. All over the place. And also seeing someone of a person of color as like one of the main characters in the game was very special to me too. Also Afro Latinx, super, super important. Soundtrack is amazing. And just the communication between him and his mom, that also reminded me a lot of like the communication with me and my mom too, you know. She'd be like, muchacho, no es tu ta. Like she would be saying that, and I'll be like, hey, you know, we're texting or talking to each other, you know, WhatsApp and all that. Like it reminded me so much of just my family, my life in New York City. Like it was just like mind-blowing, dude. Mind-blowing. And plus, in the beginning of the game, when Miles comes out of the subway, it's like literally you start playing the game, he comes out of the train, right? There's a Dominican restaurant behind him while he's walking in East Harlem. And I'm like, oh my God, I got to go back and find that Dominican restaurant. I thought it was a restaurant, right? So when I went back, it was actually, it was called a bodeguita, right? And they had a Dominican flag and it wasn't open. I was like, man, I wish I could go in. But I even, right after I was done with the first mission, dude, I went back to East Harlem and I'm like, my mission is to find this spot where it's a Dominican restaurant. And I did it. It was super close to where he lives in the game, you know? So anyways, really look, cool. The game is phenomenal. It gave me goosebumps. I played on the PS5. It looks beautiful in that system. But I think it was one of the most important game of this generation. Like the story's so good. Just everything, man. And I just love seeing our culture going out there. So people that have never seen East Harlem or just New York in general, this is like the perfect game. Like there's one part, it's not a spoiler, but they even show this during a PlayStation
experience
conference. Yeah, like digital. Yeah. This one part where Miles is walking and you see people dancing salsa in East Harlem. It's literally like that. Every weekend you see all the old folks getting together and they have like a DJ just playing salsa in the corner. It's exactly like that in the game, man. People start dancing and everything. Yo, it's super cool, man. So Miles Morales to me, game of the year, man. And I was completely wrong about that game. I know I was saying this for a couple months. Oh, that game is going to just be short and it's just an expansion. The game is awesome. Highly recommend it. Even if you have a PS4, PS5, go cop this game.
That's dope. That's dope.
Yeah.
And see, it's reasons like that, mm-hmm. that put that on that list of games that I want to play because I can't, I don't have a PlayStation 4 or 5, right? So as soon as I do pick one up, it will be, you know, that'll be one of the first titles I pick up.
Good. All right. And no, this game is not in Washington Heights. I grew up in Washington Heights. That's not the Heights. That's East Harlem. That's like the east side of Harlem. Like, so Harlem is like, you know, 125th Street, Saint around
Nick,
that area, right?
125 and St. Nick, et cetera.
Yeah, so what I lived was like 112th Street with Lexington. That's also considered East Harlem. So they did a phenomenal job just designing the whole game. And just when you go to East Harlem in the game, you could tell the difference between that and also downtown. Like it's just a different vibe. Just the amount of stores, but there's no bodegas in the middle of downtown. You're not gonna find bodegas, but you will find them in the north part of Manhattan, or you will find
You'll see them lower east side. You'll see them in Harlem. You'll see them in Washington Heights, and when you get up to Yonkers and go out to the rest of the boroughs. Yeah, for sure. But you don't see bodeguitas in Park,
in
Park
Street. Avenue.
You're not going to see them on 5th and 57th, bro.
No, at all. But I just want to say that real quick, man. Yeah.
For sure. All right. Here we go. My number one. And it's going to catch everybody off guard, just like it did last year for Slay the Spire.
Okay.
Hades.
You know what? That's a game that I, you know what? I had to say this, Pete. Oh my God. I got to say Paris PP. Okay. Pete, that I have that game downloaded on my Switch and I've never turned it on.
Wow. You'd be all right. So, dungeon crawling, hack and slash, roguelike gameplay. And up front, like if you were to literally take all of those components or just go to a gamer and say, pick like pick your own all-star of how to make a great video game. A lot of times that's what you're going to get. And yeah, if I could, honestly, I'd say 2020 would be for me PUBG. Cause that's my game of the year every time. Cause that's all I love to play. But dude, Hades just does it. And with every patch that they come out, Supergiant just makes it better and better. So like the main boss from when they first launched it is now like the first of four bosses that you have to go through at the game. Mm-hmm. But man, it's the perfect game for you to just sit on the couch or your desk, depending on how you're going to play it. And it's perfect for mindless time killing. Like if there was a game that I spent more time on the couch or any time on the couch outside of Animal Crossing, it was Hades on the couch, watching like really bad movies on Netflix or on Plex, right? It's just something to kill time. It was so much fun. And it just keeps getting better and better. So if you like hack and slash, dungeon crawling, roguelike games, go out and pick up Hades from Supergiant. Dude, I mean their back catalog games like Bastion and stuff like that. Is any you know inkling of what they can do for a game? It's go pick it up. Hades, number one game of the year for me.
Get great choice. Great choice, Pete. I have it and I should have played it a long time ago. You know what? When that game came out, I was playing so many different other games that it was hard for me to man. We don't have a big crew. Like when we start reviewing games, there's only three of us, you know, but it's just really hard when there's so many good games at the same time, you know. But I heard nothing but good things about that game. And so this game is also available on Steam, right? Because I could just download it on my gaming laptop.
But I mean, if you have it on Switch, just play it on Switch. On Switch, it's like, yes, I love playing because of the graphical fidelity and I can sit on my desk, but... Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it on the Switch, and I think you would too on the Switch.
Okay, cool. Definitely good one, man. Pete, that was a great conversation with about our game of the year, man. It was like different ones, you know. It was cool, really, really cool.
Yeah, out of nowhere.
Yeah. So, what was out of all the lists? What was like the biggest surprise for you?
Hades. I didn't think Hades was going to be that game, right? Like we saw it. And it was, you know, we saw it on the Microsoft conference and stuff like that. It was like, oh, that looks cool. That looks like something that's fun. But it's when you start playing it, that's when it's just like, oh, it's not just a hack and slash. Oh, it's not just a dungeon crawl. Oh, and then, you know, you have, and it's the little stories of, you know, you being the son of Hades and you got to deal with your uncles, Zeus and Poseidon and the whole Greek mythology thing. It's just, it's so good. If you haven't picked it up, go pick it up. I mean, and obviously, you know, Valhalla was a game that we picked up that I didn't put in my honorable mentions, which was a lot of fun. But Hades, go pick up Hades.
You know what? Another game that I should have brought up, but I never did, is Immortals Phoenix Rising. I think that game is a really good, fun game to try out too, man. It's a lot of fun. I didn't put in my honorable mentions at all because I played for a bit and then I was focused on something else. Like I was playing a lot of Tetris Effect Connected. I was playing, Yakuza, Like a Dragon. So I have it there in my system. But the game is really good, man. Really, really good. That game, if you are a fan of Breath of the Wild, that type of game, make sure to download this. And it's from Ubisoft. Really good game, man. And I know a lot of people are probably going to miss it because they're probably playing Cyberpunk or any other games. But you should definitely try that game out, man. It's really good. I didn't put it in my honorable mentions because I haven't had enough time to play it, you know. So, yeah, Pete, anything else? I think, I'll ask you this to end the show. I want to ask you this. How's it been, do you think, just overall GTR this year before we wrap it up for you?
So this has been a weird year. It's been a weird 18 months, right? I left the States September, October of last year, moved here. Being 6 hours away from you and the family and friends, 6 to 7 hours, depending on who I was playing with, was probably the most difficult thing to put up with or to deal with. Mm-hmm. Especially when you go from playing 5 to 7 days a week with the same group of people, like the same 8 to 10 people, from like 8 or 9 o'clock at night till 12, 1 o'clock in the morning, sometimes 2, 3 in the morning, to now I don't get to play with that same group or same core group of people until 8 or 9 o'clock my time here. And it's still early for them. So that has been, you know, for me, the biggest, you know, lifestyle change, and obviously, you know, the family being away. But now that the family is here, it's a return to the sense of normalcy in that regards. But like I said at the beginning of the show, and it's one of the reasons why I posted that tweet yesterday, was seeing the immense growth of you and Paris over that time period has been amazing. It's been phenomenal to watch from the sidelines, and it's been amazing to see the growth as a friend, as a confidant, as a brother, you know, because it's to see all that hard work and see that hustle and that drive come to fruition the way it has for both of you is something to be applauded. And if they can't, if anybody on the outside can't watch that or see that and applaud that, then they're a heartless, cold-hearted person, right? And it's just like, how can you not cheer for the underdogs, you know, and see them succeed through hard work, determination, hustle, and grit, right? So, you know, hats off. I'm not taking it off anyways, but hats off to you guys. You guys have been amazing to see, to watch, and to be brothers with. And I love you guys. And just, you know, 2021 is got its work cut out for it, because 2020 set the low bar as far as everything has been. And onward and upwards. That's all I can say.
Yeah. Yeah, this year was very, very challenging. I think I started really strong, because right now I'm working on a video. I'm probably going to post it on Twitter, like just thanking everybody that has been supporting me this year. But the beginning of the year, I came out very, very strong. I remember I was hosting Cheddar Esports. I had like a part-time gig over there. I was doing that and everything. And then March came right after I finished speaking at the podcast conference Podfest and Cinema Bowls and Sports PodCon in Orlando. I was there, came back to New York City. 2-3 days later, that's when they shut down the city completely. And I'm not going to lie, Pete, I felt alone during the month of March. sometime also in April. And, you know, games was the thing that was helping me a lot, right? And, you know, taking my walk to Central Park by myself, or I would just walk blocks away, just walking and listening to the show and listening to different music, and it helped me out, you know. But then I think it was like around May or so, that's when it completely changed the game for me, man. I started working, doing videos at 368. Shout out to them because they helped me out so much this year. Shout out to Zune, Gabe, Paul, the whole crew were there. They helped me out a lot. I even did all the episodes of like live of streams of like announcements because of E3 and everything. That was a really cool experience. I recorded interviews over there too. Also, the beginning of the year, I forgot to mention this, man. Having Phil Spencer on the show was a completely game changer, dude, for us this year, man. We started the year very, very strong. I'm not going to forget this, man. I was sleeping and I go to my phone because my phone was just going beep, beep, buzz, like nonstop. And the first person who I got to see was Pete. And Pete is like, oh my God, Phil Spencer mentioned that he's going to be on our show on Twitter. And Phil, for those who don't know, he was in Japan when he did that. He was on a business trip. And in the middle of the night for us, he posted that he was going to be on our 1,000th episode. Completely insane. Then hitting that, everybody hitting me up for media because they wanted me to be on to talk about that too, right? Hitting the 1,000th episode, the first gaming podcast in the world, and it's a fact, to hit 1,000 episodes. There's no other gaming podcast out there. Look it up. We were the first ones to do that. That's a huge achievement, you know? Also, like I said, Cheddar Esports, everything. And then the game changer also was Paris being on Spawn on Me, where they talked about what was going on, about Black Lives Matter and everything. That was really, really, really good. I was also involved in multiple protests during COVID in New York City. That to me was like something that I needed to go out there and support the movement and everything too, man. And then just the interviews and all the recordings that we've been doing, we haven't even taken no break this year, man. Usually after E3, we take like a week mm-hmm. off, right? There was no days off for me, man. I was recording all the time. And the reason why I was doing that, first, because I just love having conversation with you guys. I love recording. I will go even to Bryant Park by myself, having a drink, and I'm just talking and just recording, and I just put it out there, right? Hanging out with Tony Polanco from Throwdown Show, with him in New York City. He helped me out a lot, man. You know what I'm saying? Just that. It was like so many things I just can't remember. Also, being on multiple podcast, IGN just recently podcasting a lot, Kind of Funny, What's Good Games, Dude Soup, also Achievement Hunter. Like there's so many, it's hard for me to remember every single one of them. But just doing that has been a crazy ride for me this year, man. And this is the beginning. I feel like there's more to come in the future, you know what I'm saying? And I just want to say thank you to everybody that's supporting me, man. And now ended with this Keanu Reeves interview, game changer.
To see the book
game changer.
To see that book ending, right? To see the beginning mm-hmm. with Phil Spencer, and then to end it with Keanu mm-hmm. Reeves, and then everything else in between has just been, again, it's just this mm-hmm. this year, if anything, has set the bar now for 2021. Like, what do we do to top this now, right?
Yeah, it's going to be kind of hard. Oh, my God. And one more thing. I forgot to mention this. And thank you, Ree, for reminding me. Having the 368, the Danny Pena 368 experience, having a first responder,
which he is absolutely
a huge, huge support of ours. And I wanted to give back in a different way. And it's a little difficult because we were all in quarantine, you know. It was hard I wanted to do more, you know, but having him to come to 368 and for him to get hands on on Xbox Series X for the first time, and he's the first consumer in the world to do that. That was one of the best experiences I've ever done, man. Like, it was so, so cool seeing his reaction. Again, he got emotional, you know, and we also hooked him up with some prizes, you know, for him. Like, yo, here, this is for you, man. You know, so
nice.
That was awesome, man. And let me tell you, that day was interesting because I uploaded that video and I only had 2 hours of sleep because I had a job interview. I had like multiple things I had to do that day. It was just like, but I was so excited, Pete. I didn't want to go to sleep. I was like this, super hype. But yeah, that was, if you never got to see it, go to YouTube and just look up Danny Peña 368 experiences there. You'll see it. Super nice. Cool. I mean, yeah, there's so sure. many things. It's hard. I'm sorry that this is like a long-winded.
It's all good. You know, it's all good.
Answer, man. But it was dope. It was really dope. So, anything else, Pete?
I think that's it, dude. I think we nailed it. I wish we could have had Paris on here, but health is more important than video games, everybody. So put on a mask. Mm-hmm. Don't go outside. And Paris, we miss you. We love you. Wish you were here.
Yeah, man. And shout out to him and congratulations, Paris, for doing that Twitter gaming cyber night. He did a phenomenal job with that episode, with that live show. And hope to see him doing more stuff with Twitter gaming, man. You know, that's pretty cool.
13.7 million viewers. That's massive. That's huge. That's huge. So shout out to him.
That is huge. Yeah. All right, everyone. So this was going to happen. We're going to take a couple weeks off. We definitely need it. This is our first time that we're taking some time off just to be with our family and just play games. And I want to come back in 2021 fresh and ready to work. You know, slowly I'm upgrading my setup. You know, P and Paris has been pushing me to do more video. I'm going to do more video. I most likely will do more stuff also, not only on Twitter, because I've been focusing a lot of putting content there, but I'm also going to put it on my YouTube channel, everything. And I want to take things to the next level for next year. And for the podcast, trust me, I'm working on some stuff. You know me, I'm always working on some stuff. I also want to take that to the next level, even more than this year. That's my goal.
No. And then last but not least, we should have probably threw this out earlier, but shout out to our mods, not just on the Twitch channel, but also over on the Discord server. Mandy, Arctic, Cypher, Tanya, Rihanna, y'all are, you know, y'all are the ones that help make this thing spin smoothly, because we can't pay attention and be there at all times. And you guys are always there to help us pick up the slack. So many, many thanks to you guys as well. Mm-hmm. We love you guys as well. Thank you.
Yeah, man. Thank you so much for all the support. And, you know, it's cool getting the support from everybody, man. So yeah, thank you, Rihanna, Mandy, Tanya, Arctic. Hope we could do more in the future, man. And we got to play Among Us. All right.
For sure.
So this was going to happen. We're going to take a couple weeks off, right? And we're going to come back sometime the second week of January. So be on the lookout. I might have a little promo or something to just announce it right before we're going to release a new episode. So stay tuned. And please, let's keep in touch. Make sure to go to Discord. That's discord.gg/GTR. That's discord.gg/GTR. We might, you know, stream here and there on Twitch, just us playing games and stuff. I would love to stream Among Us, just us. I would like to do that. I've never done it before, and I think that's one of the first games I want to try and play with P and everybody. So
let's do it.
All right, so head over to gamertagradio.com, post your comments and feedback, listen to our past episodes, and if you like any of our episodes this year, please make sure to share with your friends and family, and we need your support, all right? If you also want to find us on any podcast app, you can find us on just any app. Just search for Gamertag Radio. We're there. Make sure to subscribe, follow us, even post a review. It will help us climb to the top of the charts and more people will discover us. So it's all up to you, the community. So please share it. All right. And also, if you'd like to be part of our FanMail episode or segment, which I will love to start the year with that, this is how you could contact us.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, so we're going to wrap it up here. Pete, love you, man. Thank you so much for everything. This year has been phenomenal, and I can't wait for next year, man.
No, for sure. For sure. All onwards right. And upwards, everyone.
All right. And shout out to Paris. Paris.
Get better.
Hopefully we can do this next year, man. All right. Until next time, everyone. Thank you for listening to episode 1092. Happy holidays. Until next year. Peace.
Listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.